And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
That's soot. People used to call it smut.
Okay. And the things that you rake out of the, or shovel out of the fireplace.
Well, that's ashes.
Okay. And talking about things that you have in a room, that thing over there is called a, that you can sit in is called a...
That chair?
Okay. And this thing that I'm sitting on.
That's a sofa. I call it sofa. Most people call it couch.
Mm-hmm. Anything old people used to say?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. They didn't have any such thing as that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them had homemade chairs with the bottoms in them like that, where you sit, was put in with a cowhide. We have, my daughter down here has two old homemade chairs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That has shuck bottoms in them.
Shuck bottoms?
Yeah. My sister-in-law lived in South Jaffa, made the, she's dead now, but anyway, she put bottoms in these old-fashioned chairs with shucks.
Corn shucks?
Mm-hmm. And they're nice. Pretty.
Doesn't seem like they'd be strong enough.
They are, though. You'd be surprised.
They just weave them in and out?
I don't know how she did it. I never did watch her. I wish I had, and then I would have known how.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. And she'd do several in a day's time. Put them in for $1 a piece.
Gosh.
And they were worth $5.
Mm-hmm. I don't guess anyone around here builds chairs anymore.
No. They don't. Now, my uncle, my mother's brother, built those chairs that she has that lived in Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
And he, when he first built them, he put the cowhide in them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But when that cowhide wore out, now you know that had to be a old chair for a cowhide to wear out. She put the shuck bottoms in.
What sort of things did people used to have, or do they have now in their bedroom to keep clothes in?
They didn't, honey. They hung, unless they made a closet out of material.
Mm-hmm.
Which some of them did. They just had nails drove in the wall. Some had spools on them, you know, to keep the nail head from going through the clothes. And that's what they used. They hung their clothes on those nails.
Mm-hmm.
Some had put spools, like I say, so the nail head wouldn't rust on the clothes. And they had slop jars and mugs, they call them, mugs that they used, you know, when they wanted to go to the bathroom. They first had the mugs, which is very expensive now. You can't hardly find one. And it was about this high. Well, an old person couldn't sit down on it.
6 inches high?
No, it was, yeah, I reckon it was.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have, I mean, later years they had the slop jars, which is about this high.
About a foot or 18 inches?
Yeah. Then the elderly people could sit on that.